Do you believe in ghosts?
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler here with another episode of Ghost Stories, the podcast. For those of you new, this is the podcast where you send in your stories to us. I add a bit of flair to them and play them back, and you go away to vote for if you think they're based in fact or a pure work of fiction. Yes, like I said, I hope you're all taking care of yourselves. It's been crazy to think we're at the tail end of September already. And that means one thing, Halloween. Halloween is so close to us, and I'm starting to think about that now. So before we get to this week's episode, I do want to put a bit of a calls to arms out there and say, have you got a story that would be suitable for our Halloween episode? I've not come across one yet that I want to use for it, and it's always our most listened to episode of the year, our biggest episode. This time around, I want to find something super extremely spooky. Last year I did something different. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you can listen to the making of where I went and pulled together each week a series of weird spooky soundscapes followed in the end by a story that, funny enough, was sent in the week of, but it was so good I was like, this is what we need to get in. So like I say, if you have a story you think would be good for Halloween, you can contact us by either going to ghost-stories.co.uk and submitting your story there through the contact form that will email me directly, or you could go to our Facebook page by searching for Ghost Stories the Podcast, drop us a like and send us a message, or finally, you can get us through Patreon if you are a Patreon subscriber by messaging us on there. And while you're there, if you do want to support the podcast and go the extra mile, for either $1 a month or $5 a month, you can join and listen to content early, as well as our occasional specials we do for exclusive Patreon listeners, which is a Talking Ghost, where I have a guest on and we discuss previous episodes and kind of break them down. It's a lot of fun. It's something I've really enjoyed making, and I'm recording the next one next week, hopefully, when I'm back from a weekend away. So I'm really looking forward to getting that one out there. It's actually my mum joining me to talk about the very first episode of Ghost Stories, the podcast, which she appears on. So now we've covered that, the usual admin and Halloween, let's get down to this week's story. So this one has been sent in by Paul. It's another fantastic one. I say it every week, but it never ceases to amaze me, the stories we receive and the range of things we get. So it's not the longest story. It's short and sweet, but like I say, it's about quality, not quantity. So I'm not going to say more than that. Let's get straight down to it. This is Staring at Me. I'm struggling to figure out where to start because, you see, I'm not a writer and I don't really expect this to make sense to anyone, but it's a story I've carried around me for many years, and I still think about it to this day. Maybe putting it out there will get me some closure, if anything. Well, my love of the paranormal, I suppose, began at a very young age. I was always fascinated by ghost stories. I'd beg other kids at school to tell me stories. I'd borrow every book I could find from a local library. If I went out anywhere that looked slightly old, I'd ask the people that worked there if there was any hauntings or ghosts or anything they'd ever seen. Some would tell me the stories, and some just looked at me as if I was a rather strange kid. Now, I remember my first encounter with him, the Shadow Man. I was about 7 or maybe 8, give or take. It was a night much like any other. I'd finished school, had my tea, a bath, watched some cartoons, and gone to bed. I might add, I slept on the top bunk and my younger brother was on the bottom bunk. As kids, we always slept with the stairway light on, you know, so we could find the bathroom if needs be. Now, I don't know what time I woke up, but the room was dark. Not pitch black, mind you, but dark enough. I'd awoken and felt as though I was being watched. You know the feeling when someone's staring at you? It's an unmistakable thing. I sat up with a jolt, and stood there between my bed and the window was a figure, a black shadow. It was just stood staring at me. I froze. unable to move for what felt like an eternity, but in reality it was probably only about 20 seconds. I stared back at the figure, but I realized it had no features. I mean, this couldn't be my brother, as I could hear him breathing in the bunk below. And if it'd been one of my parents, then why didn't they just tell me to lay back down and go back to sleep? The figure was too tall to be my parents anyway. I regained my sense and pulled the covers over my head and waited quietly, hoping it hadn't seen me. After a few minutes, I looked out from under the covers to see the figure had gone. I was relieved, to say the least. The next morning, I told my mom about the experience, and she dismissed it immediately as she doesn't believe in ghosts. And my dad? Well, he just said it wasn't him. I tried not to think about it too much and went to school as normal. A few weeks later, me and my brother decided to swap, and I'd moved onto the bottom bunk. I was kind of relieved, as I thought if the shadow returns, it would just stare at my brother. Well, I was wrong. That night, I awoke again to the same feeling. The dread started to come over me as I opened my eyes and looked towards the doorway. This time, in clear view, illuminated by the starlight, was the same figure. This time leaning over towards me on the bottom bunk. It had no features, but I knew it was staring at me. Well, Paul, thank you so much for saying it. I really enjoyed that story. What a spooky encounter. And yeah, who knows what it is. I guess the thing is, though, listeners, I'm going to throw it over to you. It's time for you to vote for if you think Staring At Me was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. So we have a poll on our Patreon page. You do not need to be a paid subscriber to access them. I think you may need to make an account, but that's completely free. You go over there and vote. Or likewise, you can comment on our Facebook page to let us know what you think. So that's it. It's a short and sweet one this week. I've got, I guess, a Talking Ghost episode to record and a few Halloween bits to work on. But like I said earlier, get those stories over to us if you have one for Halloween. And if you really want to make my day, week, month, year, click that subscribe button so you're notified of future episodes and give us a 5-star review. So that's all for us this week. Make sure to continue taking care of yourselves, being nice to each other, and don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?